synthesis. This is a statement not connected with the foregoing discussion, but a report on something that happened last night. Sometime during the night, probably about 2 o'clock, which hour is estimated by reason of my being awake soon thereafter, and I took a reading of time. I seemed to have a realization. Whether it was a dream or what Aurobindo calls a waking type of consciousness during sleep, I do not know, but my impression is that it was the latter. I seemed to have a realization, and the impression was that I was being used to effect this realization because I had had some experience in the process. But it seemed that the realization could not be brought through to the full waking state, as there was an energy deficiency in me. And there was also the impression that I was being used to effect this for the collectivity rather than for an individual good. In the state, the content of the realization was clear, but it has not come through to the outer state of consciousness. There was also a sense of an effort to record this experience, or imperience rather, so that it could be retained. There was quite a bit of emphasis on this effort. Then I proceeded to the outer waking state. It seemed to be like an extended movement through a sort of channel. I had a sense of great objective reality with respect to the realization in the deep inner state, and also including the effort to record it. But as I proceeded outward, the sense of reality with respect to the effort to record diminished and disappeared, and that part seemed to have a value of a dream. But still, the reality value of the realization remained. But as I finally proceeded outward to full wakefulness, the whole experience seemed to become dream-like. Now, the impression was that a capacity in me for receiving realizations was used for a collective purpose rather than an individual one. This is a report of impressions. I am not making an argument for the truth of it, or for the truth of the idea that it was a waking state during sleep rather than a dream. These were simply impressions which I am reporting for what they may be worth. The reason for not being able to bring it fully out seemed to be one of insufficient energy. Now, preceding this, on yesterday afternoon, I had been listening to a portion of the tape record of discussions between Dr. Joy and myself that took place in November. And at a certain point, I found myself very tired. And I went to bed with this tiredness. what that may have to do with the sense of insufficient strength to bring it forth, I do not know, but I suspect that it has a bearing upon it. Also, there was the thought that this might be the finishing up of what I am remaining here to do. I don't know the validity of this, but I've had the impression. And there has been the thought that now I might pass in, perhaps in the not too distant future, and there is in fact the report of some clairvoyant to the effect that I would pass in during this 91 age period. February 14th, 1979. The end of the parenthesis.